Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience what I call the miracle of coming home to yourself. Each Friday on Chat with Natalie, we tend to have some of the most intriguing individuals, healers, speakers, authors, just pretty cool people helping you to reconnect with your own inner core, which is beautiful in itself. Before, however, we get into the topic of today with a guest that I'm happy to also call a friend and whom I shall name in just a few minutes, I would like to ask you for a quick favor, a favor that will help us get ready for the show and everything we may experience, hear, listen, and connect to. For us and all of our senses to really be open to receiving information, especially the information we may share today, we need to really take a moment to clear ourselves of anything negative. And negativity can really attach itself to us consciously or subconsciously every single day. So here's a very simple practice that you can also do by yourself whenever you feel like negativity may be clinging onto you. Work with me for just a minute as we will take three very deep breaths in. I'm going to pull the breath in from the stomach area, pulling it all the way up towards the chest and the throat, holding it and counting to three at your own rhythm. And then you release it out as hard as you can, so you really let go of negativity. Number two, take a deep breath in, pull it all the way up, hold it, and release. And one more time. In, hold it, and release. All right. How does that feel? Good? You may hear me shaking my hands too. I always do that, hands and legs and everything, so really get rid of anything. And I've been having a very good day today. Well, now let us jump into some fascinating topics that I believe are of importance to all of us. And today's topic, believe it or not, is actually success. You may have a definition of success. You may have an understanding of success. So be ready to be blown away by today's show. Today, I have the enormous pleasure of reconnecting with a friend and having her on the show. So please let us welcome Aricia de la France. Actually, I just said de la France. I don't know where that came from. I'm just going to say, Aricia, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It may have been because I had a croissant and we were talking about French people. That's why I keep messing up your last name.
Well, or maybe it's because you're psychic. The last name was actually changed from Della Francesco to La France. So maybe that was it.
Well, yes, I happen to be a medium, as you know, so that's a very good explanation. I like that.
There you go.
Aricia, before we get into talking about success, I want to ask you a question. And I never prepare my guests for this question, so only people who have listened to the show know this question. But I know you'll be fine with it. This is the question. It's a very simple one. How well do you know yourself, and how did you get there?
Well, and you know, I think we're actually going to be talking about some of that today. I think one of the things that happens when we're little, before we're even born, really, is our parents kind of have some expectations about what the baby's going to be like. And then the baby's born, and then they put more expectations on, and then there are assumptions, and then there's cultural values, and there's all of this stuff kind of that gets kind of added on and as layers, and we kind of get weighed down more and more with it. So I think part of getting to know yourself is sort of undoing a lot of that and becoming comfortable with who you are. Maybe it's kind of about figuring out who you want to be instead of what you want to do, or who you are instead of, you know, just through the doing. So, excuse me, I feel like I know myself really pretty well because I've done a lot of that work. So okay. That's how I got there, was just undoing.
Undoing, so in a sense, undoing all the layers or peeling off all the layers of social conditioning?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
And then it's interesting that you say that, because when we first met, I mean, we've never met in person, but mm-hmm. when we first met, actually, I remember you were really coaching mostly for marketing, although you have a psychology background, but we were talking a lot about marketing and those things at that point in time, and business was doing good, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you switched.
Right. And, you know, this is an interesting thing, because people will ask me a lot of times, what do you do? And mm-hmm. my favorite answer to give people is, you know, it kind of depends on the situation. Because, you know, when people say that, they want to hear, well, I'm a doctor, or I am a psychologist, or I am a, you know, artist, or whatever it is. Well, I am not those things. Those are things that I do and I enjoy doing. But everything that I do kind of comes from a values base. So it's like, yeah. I decided on my values and I decided what's important to me. And so everything I do is in line with that. And I've been a psychotherapist, and I have run a nonprofit. I've been an adolescent addictions counselor. You know, I've done just all kinds of different stuff. And then the marketing stuff that I do, the marketing consulting that I do, I still do that and enjoy it. And then I started a candy company with my son, and I enjoy
Yay.
That.
That's totally.
Yes. And the thread through the whole thing has been building community and connecting with people. And so that gives me a very vast stage that I can work from, and I could do almost anything in terms of a career and still be, you know, putting that out there and connecting with community.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I want to, well, not necessarily a question, but you made a differentiation that I love, and that I think I really want to just ask you more about, if that is even possible. You made the distinction between I am and I do. And I think that is so crucial, because as you mentioned, people expect us to identify with the job that we're having. And sometimes, of course, that is true, because I am a medium, or I am this and this. But in general, the jobs that we have may not always be our passion and what our heart really calls out to. So if you're saying, there's a difference, what to you is the difference? Because you also mentioned that there's this threat that goes through everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we need to get away from, and I think that where we are right now, it's starting to change, but where we are right now is that the job defines us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are you? What do you do? And then, you know, well, I'm a doctor. Oh, okay, well, then I know everything about you, because mm-hmm. I know all about, you know, doctors. So I kind of have a handle for you. And
yeah.
I think it's shifting into really us defining the job, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So it's like, you know, we take our own values from within in terms of what's important to us. And I think values and success are just really tied together. And, mm-hmm. you know, because when we are living our values, and when we are making a difference in the world based on those values, we feel successful.
Right. And you know, it's funny, because it's something that a lot of people will, when they first met you, what they will ask you is, what do you do? And they then translate that into, that's who you are. So I think you're absolutely right. Everybody wants to know, what do you do? And then the next question is, how much money do you make?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And that's exactly the social conditioning, which I always find fascinating, and which is why I love visiting people. And, you know, I love getting into people's houses and seeing what their house looks like, because that tells me so much more about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It was funny to me because I was in a meeting yesterday, and I'm such a an enigma, I think, to people, because I have a lot of different things that people could look at and say, well, that gives me a handle for you, and then I do something else, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. That handle doesn't fit. You know, I have my master's degree in educational psychology, and so people look at that, and they're like, okay, well, then that means this, and then something mm-hmm. else comes up, and they're like, whoa. And that's because when we define success from our values, that's how we look in the world. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, the people who have been remarkable, I mean, people like Benjamin Franklin and Da Vinci and all of that, they were beyond description, because that was how they described success, was I'm going to live what I value.
Right. And that is so important, because it's funny that you said people, you know, identify you with that, because, of course, you know, I'm a historian by trade, but I'm also a medium, and people are always trying to figure out what to do. And now that some people know that I'm a medium, they look at me and they're constantly worried that I'm reading them and that I know what they're thinking. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
But, you know, I want to talk much more about how you or how we define success, controversial probably to the rest of society. However, we need to take a tiny little break, so we will talk about that right after we come back. Please, everybody, just stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Today, my very special guest is Aricia LaFrance, and we were just talking a little bit about personal things such as how well we know ourselves and how everybody is still in the world we live in today, often identified with the job that they do. And of course, there are only some times when the job that you do is actually representing who you are, the big I am aspect, if you want. Now, Aricia, we really want to talk a little bit about, I guess, the term success and what that is. So, as we were talking earlier, you did a lot of different things. You were successful in just about all of them, and you're also successful in your new venture, which is the Sachi Ananda Fudge. But you're, I want to say, successful differently than before. Would that be correct to say?
I think it's that I'm successful in my own definition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we define success for ourselves, one of the things that's difficult about doing that is that you don't always have a lot of community around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you if one of your goals is, I want to make $1 million,
mm-hmm.
our society really values money and people who have money and earning money and all of that. So you have all of this cultural support around
mm-hmm.
you for that. Even if it feels like there's a lot of competition, you still have a lot of support, a lot of resources, and you're kind of going with the flow a little bit. But if you define success as, you know, for me, it's building community. That's my big thing. I love community and collaborations and all of that. So
mm-hmm.
I've been able to do that in everything I do. But if somebody who is a millionaire looked at me, they would be like, you're just an incredible failure because you're not making $1 million, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's interesting to me because I was at a meeting yesterday and I had a discussion with this gentleman, and he was telling me about a friend of his who was a millionaire, and then he went on to tell me about this guy that he knew that was a bodybuilder, and I could tell he was really proud of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to show me that he values what I value. And that happens, you know, in our culture. And so this idea of what is success is really insidious. I mean, it is just, it's in everything. It's in the school and the church, and our parents have it, and everybody reinforces it. So when you're defining it for yourself, one of the things that I encourage people to do is to really find community for yourself with other people who are like-minded. So, because if I connect with millionaires, that, you know, I'm going to feel like a failure, even though inside I feel really successful because I love what I do and I'm creating community. So I need
mm-hmm.
to be around other people that get that so that I can talk with them. And I talk with you about building community, and you're like, oh, right on, that's great. And we can share and we can talk about how great that is. But other people might not value that, and I don't know that our society as a whole values that.
But does that mean then that right now we're still at the stage where success is pretty much only possible when it comes to financial means?
Well, I think that right now in our Western society, the way that it's defined really is money, prestige, and physical appearance. Those are some
mm-hmm.
big things. Success for the individual, in terms of the way that society looks at it, it's sort of the individual manifestation of collective cultural values. And the collective cultural values right now, in America anyway, it's money. But that's
mm-hmm.
falling away. You know, I mean, it really is because of the recession and all of that kind of stuff. I think one of the things that I wanted to say today, so I'm going to say it now because it kind of fits, is that I want to give enormous credit to people who have been sort of forced into the role of trailblazers by the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're people that who they were laid off, but instead of taking the very well-worn path of fear and, you know, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
Right.
They really emerged as leaders in an entirely new paradigm. And I think they gave sort of our cultural definition of success a real push forward. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, bravo to them because they faced their fears and they found that the success that they had been chasing in their jobs, that it was kind of a rat race. And
right.
so they decided, we talked about this a little before the show, they decided to cut their expenses,
mm-hmm.
live simply, create community, and they completely redefined success really under enormous emotional distress.
Right.
So they created this whole new thing where it's like, okay, I'm going to cut as many expenses as I can. I'm going to live simply. I'm going to live the way I want to, but I'm going to simplify and cut out the things that are just superfluous. And then now, I'm going to figure out how much I need to work and earn that much, and that's what I'm going to do.
Now, that means then we're still having a discrepancy between the example that you gave, somebody really cutting out all of the expenses, realizing that the job is not fulfilling, not their passion. So they're stepping back from the social paradigm or the collective idea of what success is, meaning that the rest of society, initially at least, sees them, of course, as a failure.
Kind of, to a degree. I mean, I think something that's really cool that's starting to happen is that we're coming out of that materialistic, very myopic view of success and into a more, I guess I like to call it sort of more of a gracious time, because we're recognizing, some people are recognizing anyway, that having it all sort of translates into stress and heart disease.
Yeah, it does.
We found there's a line in Mary Poppins, and she almost says it under her breath, and I was like, what is that? What does she say? And I listened to it over and over, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I wish she would have broadcast that from the rooftops. She says, enough is as good as a feast. And we're starting to recognize that enough is as good as a feast, and any more than that really is just adding stress in our lives. And so we're coming to that place. One of the things that I'm really loving, too, and it's just amazing to me, I mean, it really is that we're starting to sort of see, even in politics, which really is, you know, that tells me that things are changing, definitely, is that people in politics are starting to kind of take a look at all different sides. Now, not all of them are doing this, but I was listening to one of them the other day, I can't remember which one. And they were saying, you know, the Democrats are thinking about this, and the independents are thinking about that, and the libertarians are doing this, and, you know, the people over in, you know, wherever are doing that. And, you know, these seem like some good ideas. I mean, we might want to include some of that. That, to me, is, you know, that means to me that we're successful as a culture because people are starting to consider other points of view. So, you know, it used to be that we would look at these people as sort of eccentric geniuses, but now we're starting to look at them and just go, oh, you know, I think that it's fine that you define success for yourself. It makes sense that you're doing that, and how interesting. Let's see what you have to say. So I think that that's really good.
Do you think that is connected to, let's just say, the energies and what 2012 is all about? Or does it just come because on an analytical level, even we are seeing, as you mentioned, that success, the way that we've been defining it, often comes with a very high cost of your health.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I think that it could be a 2012 thing. I'm not sure. I always think about after I pass away, I think all the answers will come in and I'll go, oh, that's what that was about. How cool is that? It's like the puzzle will all come together. That's kind of my dream, is that that's the way that it will work. But, yeah, I think that a lot of times these changes happen because we're sort of forced into them. But, you know, things that in the 1980s, the 1990s would have been seen as just completely insane, right now we're finding those things fascinating. I don't know if your listeners have heard of B. Johnson, who has this blog, I think it's called The Zero Waste Family or something like that. But, you know, they're talking about how they live very simply and they use canning jars for everything and they don't use any plastic. But they're having kind of a zero impact on the planet. And when I watch the old shows, like from the 1960s, they're making fun of people who eat leftovers and people who reuse stuff. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, you're such a loser. And now it's kind of coming around and people are going, how cool is that?
Today when you recycled, you were in, right?
Exactly. And another one is Heidi Marie Schwimmer. I hope I pronounced her name correctly, but she's a therapist. I believe she lives in Germany, and she is doing this whole thing. She's written books about this, living without money. And she, for 16 years, has lived without money. Now, again, in the early 90s, we would have looked at that and thought, bag lady, Now we look at that and go, I want to learn more about that. I mean, we're doing a screening at my church, which is really a mainstream church, about this really amazing definition of success. I mean, how wild is that, that her definition of success is living without money?
Yeah, in the world we live in, that's kind of really out there.
Right, exactly. But people are accepting it, and people are doing screenings all over the world of this show. So, you know, I don't think that people, I think that we're coming to a time where people are less likely to say, you know, you define success differently than me, that means you're a failure. I think that they're looking at it and they're saying, you define success differently, what can I learn from you? And I like that.
I absolutely agree. I mean, that's a huge shift. I do think it also helps, though, that some of the people who are trying to live without money, so to speak, they're usually the ones who used to have it. I mean, we're not really looking at examples of people who were broke from day one and are trying to tell others how to do it, but people who are really changing their lives and thereby are able to impact others. That's that's, I think, very interesting to also observe, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But it is. It's interesting that it is now kind of a choice. How fascinating is that? You know, amazing to me.
And I want to hear a little bit more from you about, I guess, the psychological ramifications of all of us redefining success in our own ways, how that may impact society as a whole. However, before we can do that, we are going to have to take another little break. So everybody, we will talk a little bit more about what success is, what it means, and how you can define it for yourself after the break. Just stay tuned. We will be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's Urban AmericanWellness.net.
Do you dream of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And today's guest is the very versatile Aricia LaFrance. Aricia, before we get back into the topic of success, in case people would like to contact you, what's the best way to get in touch with you? What's the best way to learn more about what you do?
Well, I think if they go out to SachiFudge.com, S-A-T-C-H-I, fudge.com, they'll find that my contact information is on there. That's my chocolate site, so they can kind of have a little visual feast while they're there, and then they can reach out to me if they want to. You know, a couple of things that I do, and we're going to talk about this, is I help people with the Enneagram, and that kind of helps them to get to know themselves, and also some tarot cards, and we'll talk a little bit about how Carl Jung, the famous psychotherapist, used those and how I use them in a similar way.
Wow. So people can contact you, and I know that you always respond to people, so I hope everybody who's listening, who is inspired by what you're saying, not just because we're talking about success, but also because you have so much experience in many other things, not just marketing and fudge, but also clearly psychology and coaching and helping others through difficult times. I do believe that changing your definition of success can, for some people, be quite challenging. So let us talk for a minute, if we could, about the impact that it may have on a person or on society if we all are changing our definition of success to something very individualized.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm going to read a little passage from a book here in a second, because I think it speaks to what you're saying beautifully. But imagine if we are each going towards what our individual idea of success means, and we're working towards that, and everybody kind of has a different sort of idea. Mm-hmm. What happens is that you are much more likely to be able to work collaboratively, because you're not competing for some limited resource or something that you identify as a limited resource. And there's much more of a chance for these things that we, you know, in business call the strategic alliance and things like that. So I think that it's really wonderful. Let me read to you this little bit. And this is fascinating that I actually found this. I'm reading this book called The Sociopath Next Door by Martha Stout, PhD. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but I mean, it's like gaining a lot of popularity. But she, you know, it's very interesting academically, but also on a practical level. But we're going to get into the academics. So she talks about society as a whole, and I love what she says. She says, whenever we carefully observe the actions of the so-called higher animals, we see an apparently irreconcilable dichotomy between selfish survivalism and intense social interest. And of course, nowhere in this is this dichotomy more extreme than in the human species. We compete ferociously, and we teach our children to compete. We finance wars and weapons of mass destruction, and we also fund foundations, social welfare programs, and homeless shelters, and we teach our children to be kind. So why is this? Well, quite simply, and she says, a group composed of individuals who cooperate and take care of one another is much more likely to survive as a group than a collective of individuals who can only compete with or ignore one another. In terms of survival, the successful group will be the one that is operating to some extent as an entity rather than the group in which every single individual is looking out for number one to the exclusion of everyone else. And so, you know, so really that's what she says, and I love it. And, you know, I think that we are emerging from this almost sociopathic selfishness, which we used to see as really cool. You know, I mean,
well,
you look at the movies.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at the culture and the movies and all of that kind of stuff, the guy that was cool was the guy that was driving the really fancy car, and he was a millionaire, and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And that's really starting to shift. It's like we see that now, and it's like, boy, you know, he's probably a jerk. We don't know, and it's kind of silly to pass judgment, but it's definitely shifting. And we're moving into an awareness that we are allowed to create our own vision of what success means to us, and it's entirely new. That's just an entirely new thing.
Absolutely. Now, while you were reading and also while we were talking during the break, I noticed a mention of what we teach our children. And the listeners know that I have a little child, and she is sleeping right now, which is a miracle. So, but what are we doing with our children? I'm lucky because I was never taught the way that many others have been. But what are we doing to or with our children when we're talking about success?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that the expectations of what we need to do to succeed, I think that they start so young that it's pretty hard to remember our own hearts. You know, what did we value before the shoulds all started? I mean, there are cultural and religious aspects to success, as well as community and family standards. So in terms of how success is defined, we're pretty well pigeonholed even before we come into the world. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem I think that parents face is that we have to have expectations of our kids. Now, my kids are older, but we when they're born, we have to have some sort of expectation. We must provide them with some set of values. Otherwise, there's just a void. And,
right.
You know, that can be damaging in and of itself. But in doing that, in providing a specific set of values based on our definition of success, we impose that on our kids. But we can't not do that. So it's kind of a paradox. There's this huge struggle for so many of the parents that I work with, because, you know, that's something else that I do, is I do mm-hmm. parenting classes and I work with parents. So, mm-hmm. you know, you were likely, I don't know if you were, specifically, but I think as a general rule, most of us were taught that we needed to behave, which meant, really, the way that can be translated is that we needed to repress our natural instincts. And you may have been taught you need to get good grades, which means mm-hmm. suppressing the natural desire to do what you love and avoiding those things that you don't love. It's why we have so much confusion about career paths. And you were probably praised if you did your chores, which taught you that there are unpleasant things that you need to do, and you need to stick to that, even if you're inspired to pursue other things that may actually be more productive. And you were probably taught to have a good work ethic, which meant that you needed to work a very specific way, whether or not that particular style of working was a fit for you, or it might not even have been that efficient, but it was just that's how you're supposed to do. So all of those things, I think, create this enormous disconnection from yourself, but they enable you to grow up to be successful at making money, which is the cultural norm right now. And yeah. It's one of the reasons, I think, that the recession has been so crushing psychologically as well as economically, because it's so tied to success, whereas mm-hmm. in other cultures, it's not necessarily tied to success. Money is not tied to
right.
success. And so you don't see that there. So, you know, I looked at this as I was kind of putting my notes together, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, no wonder we struggle with stress and addictions and everything else.
You know, it's funny that you bring all this up, because I do think this is very, in some ways, very specific to the United States and some other countries. Many of our listeners, as well as you, probably have heard of the Indian poet Tagore. And one of the things that he says is that we actually have been given the children just to watch over and not to form into replicas of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I always love that, and I know that my mother tried to abide by that. So luckily, you know, I was not taught that the only thing that is success is money, but it is a part, of course, of society, and I'm trying my darndest not to impose that on my daughter. But you are right. We are all, of course, training each other, whether it's the children or each other as adults, to fit into a certain societal norm.
But absolutely.
Are there many, I mean, I think you and I are probably also a little bit outside the norm, but are there many other ways to do this, to really survive without that?
Well, I think that in terms of defining success for yourself, mm-hmm. there's a formula that people can start working with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first piece is to look at your values. What's mm-hmm. important to you? And this really gives you a good place to start, but it might take some of that untangling that we talked about, kind of the removing of the layers, because a lot, you know, it's those values and stuff, I mean, they can really be kind of insidious in terms of defining success. So, you know, you do some of the undoing, and you do that sort of just by being with yourself and paying attention and looking at it and seeing, gosh, you know, I just love it when I'm singing with the radio in the car. I just love it. So your thing might be music.
All right.
Or, you know, if you love, you find yourself watching a lot of television, you know, that's been demonized. It's like, oh, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you enjoy watching television. Maybe there's something that you could do in that line of work. But just paying right. attention so that you kind of get to know yourself in that way. And then the next piece is,
let me stop you before you give us the next piece, because I do want to hear a little bit more about practical tips, but I also know that we have to go to a break. So can you hold the next piece and hold
Absolutely.
The idea of practical tips?
Yes.
Great. So everybody, please stay tuned. Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. We will be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Here we are again, Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself with my friend Aricia LaFrance. We've been talking about success, what it means, the psychology of success, what we teach our children, the social condition. I don't even know where to stop about everything that we've talked about, Aricia. But just before the break, you were going to start giving us a couple of more tips on how we can define success for ourselves without necessarily becoming, I guess, that neighborhood sociopath.
Yeah, that would not be good. Well, you know, the thing, what I was talking about a little bit is that in order to feel that success, because I always laugh with my clients that feel like, you know, gosh, okay, well, I've decided that I'm going to go to medical school, or I've decided that I need to make $1 million, or I've decided whatever, and they jump in and they do it, and then they come back and they're like, yeah, I did it. And I'm like, well, how are you feeling about it? And if it's not really their thing, they're sort of like, yeah, what did I do that for? Because they don't feel success. So, you know, really knowing what your values are, that's going to really help you to do something that in the end you will feel successful about, because there's the external stuff, and I think this is really why we have so much depression. There's all the external stuff about, you know, if you are, you know, young and thin and beautiful and successful money-wise and, you know, all of these things. And so then we do that, but we don't feel successful. Other people see us as successful.
Right.
And, you know, and then there we have depression and all that kind of stuff. But
all if
we define it for our, oh, totally, yeah. And but if we define it for ourselves, and it might be money, and it might be to be thin, and it might be this and that, that's fine.
Right.
But if we define it for ourselves, then we feel successful once we achieve those values or we contribute to those values. So, yeah, so the first thing is to know that, is to look at it and figure out what your values are. And then the second piece is to sort of examine all of those shoulds and assumptions that you picked up about what success means during your lifetime. Figure out, you know, do those fit for me or not? And that really starts with a really clear understanding and acceptance of who you are. So we define ourselves a lot of times by the way other people see us. So it's important, like you talk about, to get to know yourself. And I love the Enneagram assessment, and people can do that for free at the Enneagram Institute, which is, I'll spell it, Enneagram Institute. They can call me or, you know, contact me, and I can do it with them. But it helps you to learn about your personality type, your strengths and your weaknesses, so you can work with them instead of against them. Because this is, you know, the thing that always cracks me up, and I tell my clients this. I ask them, because so many times the way that we define success is overcoming a weakness. So we're like, gosh, you know, I hate getting up in the morning, so I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock and go for a 3-mile run in the freezing cold, and then I'll feel successful. Well, that's just not, you know, I think there's a diagnosis for that, but it's not success. So I always ask people, you know, how much more could you accomplish and how much more success would you enjoy if you focused on expanding in the areas where you really excel? That's what Da Vinci did, and Mozart, and Benjamin Franklin. I mean, can you imagine if Da Vinci focused solely on overcoming his dyslexia, or if Mozart invested all his energy into resolving his father issues, or, you know, Benjamin Franklin spent his his entire life just trying to take off those stubborn last 20 pounds. It sounds ridiculous, because we're like, well, those people were really important. You know, those people really had something to contribute. But, you know, and people don't feel like they're a Mozart or a Da Vinci or whatever, but it makes me wonder if geniuses know that they're geniuses at the time. We don't know.
Think they do.
I don't think that they do. I think they just do their thing. So it's like we don't know, and that's why it's really important. I mean, I would almost say that people have an obligation to get to know themselves mm-hmm. and to define success in their own way and then do it, because maybe your thing was to invent some new kind of art that winds up leading to the cure for cancer, but you're busy trying to lose 10 pounds.
Right, because you don't fit the norm, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, so I talk about the Enneagram Institute as a good place. And Carl Jung, I touched on this before, he mm-hmm. used tarot. And not as a fortune-telling kind of a thing, but as a way to tap into the unconscious. And I do this too. So it's really amazing what comes up when you kind of dissociate a little bit from those expectations and assumptions, and you can put it onto the cards. And you can say, oh, well, the cards told me this. Well, no, mm-hmm. the cards didn't tell you that. You told yourself that, but you just didn't want to tell yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's
so, you know. Yeah, so it can give you clues as to your tendencies, and that can help you to achieve success. So that part of the equation deals with the how, and mm-hmm. then it's about establishing the community. So, and you can find people in, you know, meetup groups and, you know, mm-hmm. just if you find people, if you connect with people that do what you love to do, even if that particular piece isn't connected to success for you, you're going to find like-minded people, and then you can work on the success piece.
And it's actually... Yeah, I have to plug something in here because I find it fascinating. You and I did not talk about it. I don't even think I told you about this. But I'm actually starting a support group that is called I Am Beautiful. And the reason why you just made me think of that is because in that, you know, we're going to use, of course, things like meditation, angel cards, TAT, Reiki, and so forth to get at the root issues, the self-judgment issues, release those. And then we can all look at ourselves and really understand, in the terminology that you use, for example, the genius that we are, the miracle that we are, and so forth. Because I think a lot of people are just not, they're not understanding how important they are. Whether, you know, you look at it as defining success, or as you just mentioned, looking at it as we all have something to give to this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right. success, I know you have children, and I talk with so many people who, like you, are trying to fit into the norm of success. And I've had people where I just said, well, if you are happy, if you're passionate about being a wife, then why do you need anything else? That is success. You're taking care of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But of
yeah,
course, they're not
absolutely.
Making any money, you know?
Right.
So it's sad sometimes to see that people will leave their passion behind just to fit into those norms.
Well, and I think that's a big struggle. You know, I do work with people on their careers and their resumes and things like that. And what the standard advice that I always hear from resume writers is, you know, kind of downplay. If you're a stay-at-home mom, kind of downplay that. You know, I kind of mm-hmm. like, well, that sort of doesn't count. Well, you know, what I have suggested to some people is that, you know, you might consider, I mean, this is not necessarily something you'd need to consult with your person, but what would be wrong with putting down on your resume from this date to this date, the career choice that I picked was being a mom. That was my
right.
career. That was what I did as a career. I took care of two children or three children or one or whatever, and, mm-hmm. and that was what I did for 18 years or for 20 years or something, and now I want to do something different, and the skills that I learned there are applicable here as well. Let
right.
me tell you about them. What's wrong with that? I just
Absolutely.
Think it's fascinating that we have to downplay it.
Yeah. And, you know, there are so many things that we learn as mothers or as wives or as fathers and brothers and so forth that are often just not really looked on. Now, Aricia, as always, you know how things are when we're having fun. We're out of time. So I want to point out to everybody
rolling.
One more time that they can reach you at SaatchiFudge.com. That's all your contact information, and they can get inundated also with looking at the wonderful fudge that you have, but also get more information on success, on just trying to figure out their personality types, as you mentioned. And if anybody has problems getting in touch with Aricia, you can, of course, contact me, Natalie at HealingIsis.com. Aricia, thank you so much for being with me today. It's been a pleasure, as always. And I hope that we'll connect again soon, hopefully on the air with some other things that you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Natalie, and thanks, everybody.
And everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you'll join me again next week at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific Time for another segment of Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. So until then, have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We'll be right back.